Chapter 22. Section 2. U.S. Involvement and Escalation. Before you read. In the last section, you read how the United States became involved in Vietnam. In this section, you will read about the war America fought in Vietnam. Johnson increases U.S. involvement. Who supported Johnson's decision to send U.S. troops to Vietnam? In 1965, Johnson began sending U.S. troops to Vietnam to fight the Viet Cong. Some of Johnson's advisors had opposed this move. They argued it was too dangerous. But most of the president's advisors supported sending in troops. They included Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara and Secretary of State Dean Rusk. These men believed that America had to help defeat communism in Vietnam. Otherwise, the communists might try to take over other countries. Much of the public also agreed with Johnson's decision. Many Americans believed in stopping the spread of communism. By the end of 1965, the United States had sent more than 180,000 troops to Vietnam. The American commander in South Vietnam was General William Westmoreland. Westmoreland was not impressed by the Army of the Republic of Vietnam, ARVN, as a fighting force. He asked for even more troops. By 1967, almost 500,000 American soldiers were fighting in Vietnam. Question 1. Name two groups that supported Johnson's decision to use troops in Vietnam. Fighting in the jungle. Why did the war drag on? The United States believed that its superior weaponry would lead to a quick victory over the Viet Cong. However, several factors turned the war into a bloody stalemate. The first factor was the Viet Cong's fighting style. The Viet Cong did not have advanced weapons. As a result, they used hit-and-run ambush tactics. The Viet Cong struck quickly in small groups. They then disappeared into the jungle or an elaborate system of tunnels. These tactics frustrated the American troops. The second factor was the Viet Cong's refusal to surrender. Throughout the war, the Viet Cong suffered many battlefield deaths. However, they continued to fight on. The third factor was the American troops' inability to win the support of the Vietnamese peasants. In fighting the Viet Cong, U.S. troops ended up hurting the peasants as well. For example, U.S. planes dropped napalm, a gasoline-based bomb that set fire to the jungle. They did this to expose Viet Cong tunnels and hideouts. They also sprayed Agent Orange. This was a leaf-killing chemical that destroyed the landscape. Both of these weapons wounded villagers and ruined villages. American soldiers also turned the peasants against them by conducting search-and-destroy missions. During these missions, soldiers destroyed villages they believed supported the Viet Cong. The frustrations of fighting the war caused the morale of American soldiers to sink. Soldiers endured great hardships, especially prisoners of war captured by the North Vietnamese. Question 2. Name two reasons why the U.S. failed to score a quick victory against the Viet Cong. The early war at home. How did the war affect Johnson's domestic programs? The number of U.S. troops in Vietnam continued to increase. So did the cost of the war. As a result, the nation's economy began to suffer. In order to pay for the war, President Johnson had to cut spending for his Great Society programs. By 1967, many Americans still supported the war. However, the images of the war on television began to change that. The Johnson administration told the American people that the war was going well, but television told the opposite story. Each night, Americans watched the brutal scenes of the war on their television screens. This led to a credibility gap in the Johnson administration. A growing number of people no longer believed what the president was saying. Question 3. How did the war affect Johnson's Great Society?